This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Really appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for listening, man. All the Padres games over the weekend, too. Saw a lot of people tweeting about it. Oh, it's great. It's great that baseball's back. We're heading out tomorrow. Soon as we are off the air, we are driving out to Peoria, Arizona. We have just sent our list in for the players we'd like to talk to. Always a fun time of year. Yeah, hopefully we get them all. But man, if you got three quarters of that list, it'd be a pretty successful week for us. So we're going to be doing live shows from Peoria on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Jam pack it in, man, and have as much fun as we can with these guys.
I had two people who came up to me and said their favorite week of Ben and Woods of the year is when we go to spring training.
It's probably mine too. It's probably mine too. Fantasy camp's great. I always have fun at fantasy camp, but I'm also we're running out to play, and you know this is business, man. You can actually sit down and try to get in these guys' heads a little bit, hear some funny stories, and have a good time with them. So it never ceases to amaze me because I am still kind of a little kid when it comes to baseball and being around baseball players. I don't think that's ever going to change. I will never be professional, right? I will always be a little bit in awe when Jackson Merrill walks by.
I'm in awe too.
And he's a kid.
I hide it a little better than you do.
You do. I'm still kind of in awe. Get that charge.
They're awe-inducing people. They're not like
that's
the
exactly
rest of
right.
Us.
They are awe-inducing people, and you know when Manny walks by and says hello, I still am like I get giddy about it. That's never going to change. I mean, it never will. It's the part of baseball. I mean, I remember a kid. Do you remember your first big leaguer you ever met ever?
Yep.
When you were a kid, who was yours, Paulie?
I was probably 5 years old.
Yep.
First baseball game at the Kingdome in Seattle, and it was a utility player, little infield, little outfield. His name was Darren Bragg.
Remember him very well. Yeah, remember him very well.
Signed my Mariners hat.
Changed your life.
And I remember that, you know, 30 years later.
Changed your life.
I remember Tempe tossing me a baseball, actually.
Yep. Yeah. When you were a kid?
Gary Templeton, yeah.
Like, you were, like, leaning over?
I was on the first base side. He was running back in from shortstop and, like,
flipped
me
your
and
ball.
Tossed me a baseball. I wouldn't say I met him, but that was cool.
But that was cool. Do you remember the first one you met? Shook his hand, said hello, or, you know. I mean, you were hanging out with Magic Johnson and stuff,
true.
So it was not that big a deal for you. My dad got me out of school in Connecticut. I was in sixth grade. Pulled me out of school for the day. We got on the train, went to New York City, went to Yankee Stadium, and I got to meet Dave Winfield. Yeah, very first big leaguer I ever met, and I lost my mind. And I remember there's a picture of us, me, my brother, my dad, Dave Winfield.
He's not just any big leaguer.
Correct.
Well. Not only, you know, Hall of Famer, but an imposing
his hand.
Human being.
I'll never forget his hands. I mean, his hands, I was my little tiny, little delicate hands, and it just enveloped me. And he was as cool as could be. You know, I've been watching him on TV and got to go meet him, and he signed a couple of baseballs for us. My brother and I actually took those baseballs into the street and hit batting practice with them. So my dad was none too pleased. I did get those balls replaced for him later in life. But yeah, man, I still feel that way when I'm around these guys. And, you know, I've gotten ripped for it before. I don't care. I'm never going to change. I'm always going to be super kind of in awe of these dudes because I really respect what they're able to do. So it's always a fun week for me and for us, and really excited to bring you guys that coverage. And again, we leave tomorrow after the show, but not to slam the brakes on that and go in a totally different direction, but I think that's what we're going to do. Over the weekend, was on Instagram, just kind of scrolling around, and there's a video that pops up, and every time it pops up, I watch it and I laugh, and I think of Ben. That's who I think of the
Me.
Most. Yes, I think of you. And there is he was a mayor, and I think this happened my guess is it happened in the 70s, right, Ben? And his name was Mike Rizzo, and he gets confronted it's in Philly. He was the hard-charging, big-mouth icon of head-cracking in the 60s and 70s law enforcement in Philly. And the local news, Ben, goes out, and they want to interview him. And he had gotten in some trouble. And they grab him.
Like outside of his home.
It's outside of his home. He's walking his dog. And they're like, you know, Mr. Rizzo. They wanted to interview him. And he loses his mind. But I watched it. I sent it to Paulie this week, and I go, this makes me laugh every time I see it. We have to bring it on the show.
Old school trash talk?
It's old school trash talk. So these days, we see plenty of videos going around, and it's two guys in each other's face, and it's F-U, and it's M-F, and it's C-S, and it's every other word you can...
Throwing punches.
I'd like to bring this type of trash talk back.
Away from me, you crumb.
Crumb.
That's a challenge, except I'll put my dog away and I'll come back. And you got 1, 2, 3, and I'll do it along with you. Isn't that back of that fence? Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
Yeah.
Put that on camera.
Put it on camera.
You're a crumb bum, the three of you. And I challenge you. You're a coward. You're a yellow sneak. And if you want to... Now, what I say, let's forget all the rules of this great country we live in. I will go back to that wall with the three of you.
Yeah.
Just me.
There is a
You're a
here.
Crumb creep coward.
All right, so this is my favorite part of it, right? So he starts with just crumb. You're a crumb. Then he goes into crumb bum. And then it expands into a crumb creep coward, which is really hard to say fast three times. You're a crumb creep coward. I went,
I see,
you crumb bum. I laughed.
You're yellow.
I laughed so freaking hard because I remember when I was a kid reading a book. I don't even remember what book. It was Encyclopedia Brown or something. And I remember they called one of the guys a crumb bum. And I was like, and even we're talking back in the 80s, I was like, well, that sounds pretty stupid. It doesn't sound super insulting. Give it to me again, Paulie. Listen to the progression. He gets madder and madder.
You crumb.
Just crumb.
That's a challenge, except I'll put my dog away and I'll come back. And you got 1, 2, 3, and I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, yeah. Four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay, you're a crumb creep, and I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you, and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it, win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera. You're a crumb bum, the three of you, and I challenge you. You're a coward. You're a yellow sneak. And if you want to, now what I say... Let's forget all the rules of this great country we live in. I will go back to that wall with the three of you. Just me.
There is a
You're a
here.
Crumb creep coward.
The best.
So there's only one person in the shot, one reporter.
He's got two other guys and probably a producer. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking, that are off.
I didn't know
camera there.
Three of yous was like some slang or something.
It's almost like
old, Ben. I'm going to fight you all three of yous.
Old movies come to life when he goes a yellow snake. I think like John Wayne.
Sure.
Like, some
You're
sort of
yellow.
all your yelling.
Coward. I thought a lot about the Wizard of Oz, Bert Lahr, the Cowardly Lion. You're a coward. You got no courage.
Yeah.
You see? You got no courage.
I like Crumb Bum. It makes me laugh every time. What kind of if somebody called me a crumb bum, yeah, I'd be like, all right. That's the best you got?
Next time you get into it like with a Dodgers fan on social media.
You're a crumb creep coward.
Call them a crumb
creep coward. I'm
going to. I wouldn't call it a memory, coward. But I have this feeling of maybe like my grandpa calling someone a crumb bum at some point. Was that just an insult that people use?
Was it his butler? He got mad at his butler called him a crumb creep coward?
Crumb bum. Crumb bum.
Crumb bum.
I'm complaining about so much. Crumb bum.
I love it. I think it needs to be, it's classier, right? It's classier than calling somebody an MF-er, right? And I do love, that's my favorite word in the English language.
But if you're too classy, do people take you seriously, or do they just laugh at you?
If you got in a fight and somebody called you a crumb bum, I would pee my pants from laughing. If you're a real crumb bum.
I don't think that's the reaction you're going for.
No, it doesn't have the oomph, right? Like, it doesn't have the oomph that some of the other words do, but... Man, it's good. It's really, really good. Crumb creep coward. It gets me every time. I love this guy. And he was probably, I don't know, like the backstory of Mike Rizzo, whatever his name was, but it lays me out every time I hear it. So I'd like to keep those drops, Pauly, for crumb. I'd like to keep crumb bum and crumb creep coward.
I just looked up like old timey insults. Afternoon farmer.
You're an afternoon farmer.
You don't rise early, and you're just an afternoon farmer.
Oh, you're
farmer.
Like a lazy turd.
Yeah,
like
yeah, exactly. Chucklehead.
Chucklehead's
You've
good.
Heard that one before. Dunderhead. A fribble.
Fribble.
Yeah, it's a good-for-nothing fellow, just a fribble. A fuss budget.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. A gadabout. A gasser.
A gasser? What's that?
Let's see.
You're a crumb creep.
That's someone who brags a lot.
A gasser?
A gasser. A gentleman of four outs, that's someone without money and like always like borrowing from everybody else.
A gentleman.
A galumpus. Large, clumsy fellow. A galumpus. A grumbletonian.
Grumbletonian.
You're a real crumb bum.
A mollycoddle.
I love these.
Nincompoop. We know that one. Rattle cap. You're kind of a rattle cap. Oh. Unsteady, volatile person.
You're a crumb creep coward.
You're a coward.
I'm more of a
You're
rambunctious,
yellow sneak.
Pompous, haughty.
What are you? What
rumbumptious.
You're rumbumptious.
Yeah. A sauce box.
Somebody, a boozer?
That's a bold or forward person.
I'm a sauce box.
Let's see. A Sikh sorrow. Well, you know what? That one makes just what you'd expect. Someone who's looking for a lot of pity.
Oh,
a Sikh sorrow.
I hate Sikh sorrow.
You're a crumb creep coward.
A shabaroon. Someone who's ill-dressed, shabby. A slug a bed, a parasite who can't rise in the morning, a Sneaksby, spoony, nonsensical, a sting bum, stingy. Are you saying I'm a rambunctious sting bum?
No, I'm saying you're a crumb creep coward. I love these, dude.
You're a crumb creep coward.
These are the best.
You're a real crumb bum.
An utter coward. He could have called him a poltroon.
Crumb bum is my favorite.
Crumb bum is the best. Can we incorporate these in this year's Incorporated with Jesse Agler? Crumb creep.
We got
I got a couple of drops for the Tournament of Drops here in a few
weeks. That's absolutely incredible.
We got a lineup for the Padres game today. We will get to that and play a little take on Woods. If you'd like to be our contestant and qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas, get on the line right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play our game when we come back. First, though, I did have a big weekend at Prize Picks. I won a $185 lineup, $20. I set my lineup on Saturday night, including some college basketball, and I have to thank Nick Boyd. Came through with a big second half. I had more than 14.5 points for Nick Boyd. He got to 15, and that was the difference as I was a big winner this weekend in Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy with 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings already. It's very easy to play, easy to use. I've been doing it for months. You can do it as well and win up to 1,000 times your cash while running your game on Prize Picks and during basketball season, college hoops, pro hoops. It's very easy. Like, yeah, you think Steph Curry is going to hit more than 3 3-pointers, you can just say more or less and set them in your lineup and win real money with Prize Picks. And when you sign up, Make sure when you go to the website, prizepicks.com, and download the app, you use the code KWFN and get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So $5 of your money, $50 of their money. You can set 10 $5 lineups right there. Who knows? You may win big, up to $5,000 on one of those $5 lineups with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. No Crumb Creep Cowards in the Padres starting lineup today against the Chicago Cubs starting at 12:10 today.
You're a crumb creep.
I don't believe there is radio coverage here on 97.3 The Fan, but I believe there is a webcast with our Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. if you want to follow along at 12 o'clock today. Here's your lineup. It'll start with Eggie Rosario out in left field. That's interesting.
Yep,
going to get him played some infield already, but now they're pushing him out to the outfield. Xander Bogaerts batting second at shortstop. Jackson Merrill, center field, hitting third.
Again in the three-hole.
Now, still no Fernando Tatis Jr. as he recovers from the flu, so I don't know if that pushes Jackson down in the lineup, or if Xander will move back down to like fifth or sixth if Tatis is batting second.
That would be my guess.
I would kind of guess. Yuli Gurriel will bat fifth and play first base. Jake Cronenworth hitting sixth at second base. Connor Joe is the DH today, batting seventh. Elias Diaz doing the catching and batting eighth. And Oscar Gonzalez will play right field today and bat ninth. Randy Vasquez will be your first pitcher on the mound for the San Diego Padres
pretty
today.
Close to a starting
Cubs.
Lineup.
Yeah, pretty
yeah.
close.
You put in Tatis and, what, Hayward maybe in
yeah,
left?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Home games, you're going to get more of the representative lineups. They don't like to have to send all their stars out for the long
missing
drives.
Missing Toddy, Arise, and left field.
Yeah.
Hayward.
But that's your lineup today. Don't forget, you listen at 9 o'clock for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game. You can still register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. That's at 9 o'clock, though. Right now, chance to win a trip to Las Vegas and take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Got Josh standing by as our contestant today. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You're good. All right, so Woods has left the studio. You'll get to go first here. Five questions of musical trivia. Then Woods goes. If you beat or tie him, we'll put you into our grand prize drawing for a two-night stay in Vegas and two tickets to see Motley Crue in their brand-new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at the Park MGM, March 28th to April 19th. Stay at the Park MGM. Get your tickets to Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live, by going to Ticketmaster.com. All right, here's your advantage. You get to pick the category and keep Woods in the dark. Here are your choices. You got a mystery category, which is all two-second songs. The first one will be included in all the other song titles. Got lacking in size, five song titles that have a word that means the opposite of big. And then we've got Don't Call Me Jonathan. That's five song titles that all include nicknames for someone named Jonathan. So, mystery category, lacking in size, or Don't Call Me Jonathan.
I think I'm going to do mystery category.
All right, it's going with the mystery category. And today is both a mystery category and an all 2 second song category. So I'll give you this. The two-word title of the first song will also appear in every other song title. So that's your little advantage here. Paulie's going to play all of the songs for you. You need to identify the song titles and the artists to score each of the 5 points. If you don't know, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock at the end of the 60 seconds. But again, it's the mystery category, so you got to figure out as you go. Josh, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, you got all the songs queued up?
I am ready to go.
All right, it is a mystery category. It is all two-second songs. Josh, your time begins when Paul starts playing our first song. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
All right, let's go to song number two.
Can you play that one again?
Go ahead.
Pass. Pass.
All right, let's go to song number three.
And that's the Beatles.
That is the Beatles.
Name of the tune. Pass on that one.
All right, go to song number four.
That song was in my wedding, and I can't remember the name.
Oh,
of
it. All right, song number five. Gotta keep rolling.
Oh, my gosh,
uh-oh.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Go back to number two.
Go back to number two? Oh, that's too bad. I mean, you kind of like recognize all of them, but when you didn't get the two-second song, I think you were in a lot of trouble,
Josh.
Let's ask
him. Give him the first one.
All right, so the first song, the two-second song, was My Life by Billy Joel.
And now, Josh, now
which,
what's number two?
Which means now...
Number two is the Backstreet Boys' Larger Than Life?
No, It's My Life by Bon Jovi.
All right, I guess it wasn't meant to be, Josh.
We also have In My Life by the Beatles, Best Day of My Life by American Authors. That's the wedding song. And Woods is coming back in, so I'll save the last one. All right, Josh is done. Woods, I will let you know that this is an all 2 second song category. So Paulie's got all the music ready for you. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Josh.
My Life by Billy Joel.
Correct. Song number two.
It's My Life by Bon Jovi.
Correct. Song number three.
In My Life by the Beatles.
Correct. Song number four.
God. Jesus Christ. Imagine Dragons. What's the name of that turd? Pass.
You're incorrect. Song number five.
Oh. Eddie Rabbit. Driving My Life Away.
Correct. Four out of five. Not
What's
bad.
That turd?
That not was Best Day of My
Best
Life
Day
by
of
American
my life.
Authors.
American
not
authors. They all
Imagine
run together.
Dragons. Well, that song was in Josh's wedding, and he couldn't even think of it. 4-0. Final score today.
Smoked.
Did not get any of them. The mystery category, of course, My Life, was the phrase that was in all five song titles. You didn't love all those songs.
I like Eddie Rabbit.
I do too.
Love Eddie Rabbit. He also had I Love a Rainy Night, which I love. He had some keys jingling at the beginning of it. I always loved Eddie Rabbit. I hate that American Author song. Yeah. Oh my God. That was in his wedding?
He said it was in my wedding. I can't think of what it's called or who it's by.
Must have let the missus pick
it. I mean, the title kind of lends itself to wedding music. Best Day of My Life.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's probably good for a wedding.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the best day. Yeah, I played it way too much.
I can absolutely see that as a wedding song.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's sure. Good point. Good point.
All right, we'll come back. We've got Sammy's spring training. You know, spring training Sammy.
Yep, there you go.
From Peoria, Arizona, when we return.
And what could you do with an extra $75,000 right now? Or even a couple hundred thousand if you own a home? Listen up. You can get that money in less than a week with Loan Pronto. They are the leader in quickly converting your home's equity into cold, hard cash. You can pay off your credit cards or start that home remodel that maybe you've been putting off because you didn't have the money, right? Loan Pronto has several easy options to let you access the cash from your home. Virtually no paperwork, no cumbersome process, no junk fees, often no appraisal. Average homeowner has over $300,000 in equity. That's your money. Use it, my friends. You can get it approved in as little as one day. So act now with no hard credit pull up front by calling Loan Pronto at 619-207-4336 or going to loanpronto.com. Get the money you need for anything. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLS.org.
About to head out to spring training. Well, both literally and figuratively. Literally in that tomorrow we'll be driving out to Arizona. So we're going to do the show. And then as soon as 10 o'clock rolls around, we'll hop in our vehicles and make the drive through Yuma, up through Gila Bend, and then eventually arrive at the Peoria Sports Complex late in the day, find our accommodations, and then Wednesday morning we will be broadcasting live from Padres spring training for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday shows this week. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to talk to Sammy Leavitt, who's been doing an outstanding job. And going above and beyond. For instance, yesterday, the Padres did not play at home. They actually played a road game, first one of the spring, in Glendale. And Guess who made the trek down? I mean, it's not that far. It's like 20 minutes, but made the trek down to Glendale.
Like, he drove back to Yuma
well,
for
works
a game.
Every single day. I would not have batted an eye if Sammy didn't want to go to the game in Glendale. He doesn't have to go to every single road game. But he was there specifically, I think, because he wanted to see the two top prospects in the Padres organization playing together in a lineup for the first time. Ethan Salas and Leodalis DeVries, both in the lineup. You know, they played a few innings, came out of the game, and then Sammy went and got some sound from Ethan Salas. And we met him like briefly when he had his introductory, like first signed as a 16-year-old or whatever it is, but haven't heard a lot from him since. I was so blown away by how like veteran and mature he sounded for a kid who's just 18 years old. Here's a little snippet of what Ethan Salas had to say yesterday.
I know it's a spring training game, and you know you've got a lot more on your mind. But both you and Leo were in there today. I know you played Arizona Fall League together, but you're both in there wearing Padres uniforms. Any significance of that for you, knowing what the future might hold?
No, I'm happy for the kid. I'm happy we're both out there. Kid. We're both out there showing what we can do and having success. Ultimately, it's fun. It's fun out there. Now it's time to win some games.
The kid.
He went on to talk. I think it's funny that he calls Leo the kid in that, I checked. Ethan Salas is 4 months older than Leo DeVries.
Hey, can you start calling me the kid?
The kid, yeah.
Because
I'm younger than you are. You have to call me
the kid. Oh, I got to call you the kid.
Yeah. I'm the kid.
Wow. Ethan, you look great out there. How'd it go? He's like, yeah, you know, that pitcher's a real crumb bum.
Yeah, he's a crumb bum.
But very impressed by, I mean, he carries himself like he knows he's going to be a big leaguer.
Yeah.
He's not wide-eyed. He's not like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. He's like, no, this is what I was built to do.
I love that.
What I was born to do. And we'll talk to Sam Levitt about Ethan Salas and more right after. Check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And checking in right now from the back patio at the Peoria Sports Complex, the kid, Sam Levitt, is with his spring training. Sammy joining us here on a Monday morning on 97.3 The Fan. Sam, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
I'm doing well. My weekend here in Arizona was great, aside from the parking situation at Camelback Ranch yesterday. I had to park because it was packed. It was a Sunday. It was Padres-Dodgers. I had to park like a mile away. Not really a mile, but far beyond the right field corner. Had to walk, got into the game late. It was something. But aside from that, I was A-okay. Had a beautiful weekend. I was just talking to Paulie before I came on. The weather here has been tremendous. I know you guys have had spring trainings where you're bundled up in hats. It has not been that way at all. The weather's been beautiful. And if anything, I would make sure you wear your sunscreen, because I'm looking at your spot there right now. And Sun's pretty intense, so make sure you bring the sunscreen, the hats, and all the proper things you need.
I'm very excited for Heat Stroke 2025 version. The drive, Paulie, I hope you're ready to drive home again.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
It was funny. I was listening to Jesse yesterday calling that game, and he actually made me laugh. He said, we're coming back to Camelback Ranch in like 3 days, Wednesday, yeah, to face the White Sox. And he said, I'll make a bold prediction that there won't be nearly as many fans for a Wednesday game against the White Sox as a Sunday game against the Dodgers.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun environment. I think they announced 12,000 people there. I don't know that there were 12, but a lot of Padres fans there, too. I'll also say this. The crowds in Peoria the first 2 days were great. Tons of Padres fans, tons of people here on the backfields to watch some pretty good stuff. Dylan Cease, Jason Adam threw on the backfield yesterday. Wandy Peralta, in addition to the Cactus League game today, Yu Darvish will throw a couple of innings in a simulated game. Robert Suarez, Jeremiah Estrada, part of that game as well. So, hey, it's part of the reason why I always encourage people to come out here to spring training. It's a great time of year. The stuff at the ballpark is great, but what you get to see on the backfields and all the great interaction is pretty cool, too. So, good weekend overall, and I think the good news is that, you know, in a camp that has a lot of open competition, a lot of guys have come out of the gate,
yeah,
playing really, really well, contributing, whether you want to look at Eggy Rosario or Gavin Sheets or Mike Brasso. List goes on and on. Oscar Gonzalez has played really well so far, so it's been fun to see these guys in open competition do some really good things early on. It's what you want to see, I think, for the Padres.
I think Oscar Gonzalez is a guy that turned some heads. We talked about Sheets earlier in the program. I mean, you know, you just, of course you're going to let yourself dream in spring training on some of these guys actually figuring something out, making the ball club, and helping the team win some games, Sammy. But any other head turners out there that you saw this weekend?
Yeah, I think I mentioned most of them. Look, Alec Jacob, I would say, is somebody who continues to really impress me. I know it's somebody that we've seen at least a little bit in the major leagues, but I'll tell you what, you watch him and the movement on his pitches and that funky delivery he's got and the interesting arm angle he comes at, it's a good change of pace. And look, the most major news we probably had over the weekend, aside from what happened in the games and some guys playing well, two injuries. Brian Hoeing dealing with a shoulder, Sean Reynolds dealing with a stress reaction in his foot, and I think we've talked about the depth of this bullpen, that being a real strength. Well, look, it's already showing itself as something that's going to be really important. And I think you look at guys like Jacob, you look at somebody like Ron Marinaccio, who, I had a conversation over the weekend. I think Marinaccio is somebody they really like and they're really high on. And if, I think we've talked about him a little bit. If you look at the numbers he had with the Yankees, they were pretty impressive. So the good news is that they got a couple of guys that can slide into those roles. If you were assuming that Reynolds was going to be on the opening day roster, which I don't know that was a guarantee, but it just it shows even early on how important depth is. And I guess the good news is that it's February, whatever today is, 24th. So those guys got a while to work their way back before opening day. But, Jacob is somebody that continues to really impress me. I mean, he just gets a lot of swing and miss. That's a good change of pace guy. And, a couple other guys there as well that have done some nice things. But it's been a good first few days of the Cactus League, I think, for sure.
Yeah, I'm mostly encouraged from what I've seen. Sam, there's one area that continues to concern me, though, and that is behind the plate at catcher. And we saw Luis Camposano over the weekend. Elias Diaz is going to start today against the Cubs. We saw Ethan Salas yesterday. And honestly, maybe it's concerning that Ethan Salas at 18 years old might be the best-looking catcher that they've got right now. And, we had that debate last week. Like, what if he is their best catcher? Can you really talk about realistically putting him in the big leagues at this age right now? And I think our answer is mostly no. What do you see? And I know it's early about the catching competition. Martin Maldonado had a really good challenge on a Matt Waldron knuckleball. I mean, nailed it. That thing
just
a sliver touched the strike zone. I mean, but they're not going to have the challenge system, so that doesn't really help you much for this season for Martin Maldonado.
Yeah, guys, it's a really good question. I think that's one of the real areas that I'm not totally sure how it goes and to this point how they feel about it. Obviously Campy is in the mix, but having somebody like Maldonado, who's a veteran, I think certainly is interesting. I mean, you brought up Ethan Salas. I'm with you. For as talented as Ethan is, for as high on him as the Padres are, I don't see that on an opening day roster. Now, if you want to tell me that he plays really well in the minors this year and somehow makes his way to San Diego before the year's over, maybe you could sell me on that a little bit more. He's had the nicest offensive moment of any of the catchers, like you alluded to, with that booming double off the wall yesterday. And by the way, he got it off a veteran reliever in Giovanni Gallegos. Pretty cool to see a 30-plus-year-old reliever, and then you got the 18-year-old Salas tagging him for one off the wall. So that was cool. I think it's a mystery. I don't have a great answer for you yet. I think I will say this. The sense I get is that backup spot is open and there's real competition. And I would also say that just as an aside, I had a conversation over the weekend, the fifth starter spot, I think it's a really open thing. I know we're familiar with Matt Waldron. I know we're familiar with Randy Vasquez, but, if somebody like Kyle Hart, comes here and really impresses, I think there's a real chance that somebody like that steals that job. So the sense I get is it's really open there for the fifth spot and really open for that backup catcher role as well, if you want to call it quote unquote backup. With the way the catcher split time now, but I'm not totally sure, Ben, to be honest with you, what way that's going to go. And it's also relatively early.
It's early,
spring,
yeah.
Of course.
I was just going to say it's early, and that's got to be a position too where it's tough to get your feet back under you really anywhere that you play on a baseball team, but really at that position, man, there's just a lot that goes into it. So hopefully they can find some semblance of something that works between two, maybe even three guys. It may take three. And that's the other thing you got to think about is, is this team going to be able to carry three catchers? If Luis Camposano decides to start hitting, you know, and starts hitting the ball as he's able to do when he's going well, you know, could he DH in some spots? So, yeah, there's a couple of different options. But, of course, then it takes away one of those bench positions, Sammy. So, a lot to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, and the way I've calculated it is you have essentially two open bench spots without the backup catcher. That's the way I calculated it with Tyler Wade on the team and kind of what they got right now. So, would they carry three catchers? I think that's probably a question for later in spring training as things crystallize. I'm sure if I were to ask it to Mike Schilt in 5 minutes here, he's not going to give me much of an answer because it's so early. But it's a possibility, I suppose, if they feel they want to go that way. But again, I think we're pretty early here still to maybe discuss some of those things yet.
Sam, you mentioned Kyle Hart. Have we seen him at all?
Yeah.
Did he throw a game on a
backfield
game?
Sammy had some pretty good video of him.
Yeah.
Some nasty movement.
Yeah. He threw, I guess I would classify it as a live BP, not a simulated game. Not that there's a huge difference between those two, but I think it was a live BP. Technically, I thought he looked good. I was talking to some people back there, and I don't know that he's going to blow you away with velocity, but he's got kind of a lower arm slot. And, you know, I think there's a feeling that if he can mix and match, and he's certainly on some of the off-speed pitches, I thought had some really good movement. He certainly generated swing and miss. I was impressed watching him by the swing and miss he generated. He was very much in the zone. And I think, you know, there's a feeling that if he can, you know, mix and match and has enough to play with, that he can get guys out at the major league level. So, you know, the one live BP I saw, the first one he threw, I thought was pretty impressive. He got a lot of swing and miss. You know, look, I think with pitching, and I've said it to you guys before, I don't consider myself the pitching guru, right? But I will say, when you watch guys just get swing and miss and have movement, you start to see it. And the two guys I've mentioned today, and Jacob and Hart, like you could see that. So, look, I think he's got a real shot. From what I understand about that fifth and final spot, I think it's very open. I think it's going to be, you know, I don't know how much they will weigh what they know about a guy at the major league level versus what they see here. But again, the sense I get is that this is a real, real open competition, and I anticipate somebody like Kyle Hart, if he comes here and impresses, is going to have a real shot. I really do.
And then I know it's still early in spring training, and it's not about results, and, you know, Manny's home run was cool on Friday and the first pitch that he saw, but if there's one guy, doesn't matter if it's spring training, if it's April, if it's July, probably could roll out of bed in the middle of December and hit. It's Luis Arraez, and he looked on Saturday. I mean, what I saw just looked like exactly like he always looks.
Yeah.
The guy just, he just hits all the time. He's such a treat to watch.
Yeah, and I think we talked a little bit about it at the end of last week when I spoke with him. He's just healthy, you know, and I wondered about it because he told me he didn't start swinging until late January. So I was like, are you ready to go 100%? And he said, I'm ready.
I'm good.
And I'll tell you, watching him here, and you could have watched it on Padres.tv or listen on 97.3 The Fan, like, he looked like midseason Luis Arraez, you know, working deep counts, you know, a flair, you know, a line drive. I mean, it's so much fun to watch. And I heard some of your conversation a little bit earlier about him. Yeah, I kind of sit here and really dream about what a healthy Luis Arraez over the course of a full season can be. So he's healthy. He's in great spirits. I'm just reminded watching him here how great of a clubhouse guy he is. I mean, it's something that really stands out with him. He's a great clubhouse guy. He's in great spirits. And I think a healthy Luis Arraez is going to be a lot of fun, no doubt.
Sammy, appreciate it. Looks like there's already a crowd gathering for the daily Schilt behind you. Go box out Barry Bloom.
Make sure you save me a spot there.
There you go. Very nice. We'll let you go box out Barry Bloom so you
can
get some audio.
That guy turned around and looked at Sam like, yeah, go F yourself.
Who is that?
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, eat it, pal.
Yeah, I'll save you a spot.
He's like, suck it, Sammy.
Sammy, we will see you.
That's the great
see you either tomorrow night or Wednesday.
One of the Padres videographers. Great guy.
We'll see you tomorrow night or Wednesday morning. Take care.
Yes, absolutely, guys. See ya.
Spring training, Sammy. Sam Levitt, our daily source of information on the Padres from Peoria, Arizona.
The best in the business.
Excited
to hang out with him next week.
You know, one of the guys that he mentioned last week, we talked about it, whether the G is silent or not, MLB.com did their dark horse candidate to make each opening day roster.
Got it.
And the pick for the Padres, and this was from AJ Cassavell, is Bradley Rodriguez, which is a dark horse because there isn't a lot of open spots in the bullpen considering how much depth and experience they have, but with potential injuries to Sean Reynolds and Brian Hoeing, it could open a slot or two. And AJ writes that Rodriguez, hard-throwing 21-year-old right-hander, the team's number 12 prospect, posted a 2.64 ERA in the minor leagues last season, ascending to Double-A San Antonio. Says at this point he's a bit of a long shot, but he opened Cactus League with a 1-2-3 inning on Friday that included strikeouts of Cal Raleigh and Mitch Garver. And he's one guy who is kind of maybe someone who could fight his way onto the roster at the end of spring training.
I love the dark horse guy that makes the team out of spring training and is just, you know, comes in and finds a spot in the bullpen. And but yeah, I was just looking at some they had some spring training velos that they posted. Ben, you're talking again February 25th, okay? And Kyle Bodie actually is part of the retweet of this, but max pitch velocity on 223.25, which was what, yesterday? Grant Taylor from the White Sox throwing 101. John McMillan from the Phillies throwing 102. Eduardo Nunez from the Padres, third at 99.6. Then Cole Palpum threw 99.2. And then Francis Peña from the Padres threw 98.3 all yesterday. In the, you know, these are our young guys coming up through the system.
AJ finds his arms.
I mean, pumping, pumping Chad yesterday, February. Yeah,
this isn't July. This is February.
That is absolutely bananas. Yeah. And somebody basically said 101 in February. People still think batting average is down because of hitting philosophy. Guys throw pretty hard and they're pretty nasty and they have nasty secondary
pitch.
It
used to be the first
pitch.
Couple of spring outings were like, hey, just, you know, throw it up there at 90 and let's just, you know, get your arms stretched out a little bit.
Back in the groove.
They're already pumping it up at 100.
101.
It's not even March yet.
No. I mean, it's so hard. It's so hard. And again, it makes what Luis Arraez does so special. Just being able to hit that every day is insane. Insane.
All right, we've got 1 hour left here of Ben and Woods. We have our biggest fan announcement coming up to kick off our 9 o'clock hour. Also, in a final hour, we have tickets to give away to the SDSU New Mexico game tomorrow night. And I'll tell you what, the Aztecs need you more than ever tomorrow night because they're going to be
biggest game of the year
without Magoon Guath. It's a huge game. They need the fans probably to help carry them to an upset win over first place New Mexico. So this is a big one for the show and for the supporters of San Diego State. So we'll give away a pair of tickets. Coming up in our last hour, Rondell Report, and then we'll take you to Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock this morning. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.